I'm Ruth Devora Wallen, and I'd like to share my T for Two, my Torah thought for 2 minutes, more or less. This week is Parshas Bereishis, the first portion in the book of Genesis, which begins with the words, "In the beginning." Last week, after completing the full cycle of reading the Torah from beginning to end, we rejoiced with it on the holiday of Simchas Torah. The importance of dancing and singing with the Torah rolled up and concealed by its cover is to demonstrate how each of us is worthy of rejoicing in the Torah, no matter what our connection or approach to it is. Whether we are men or women, boys or girls, Sephardic or Ashkenazic, observant, non-observant, or unaffiliated, the Torah is our collective inheritance wherever we are found, personally, spiritually, or physically. Dancing and rejoicing with the closed Torah scroll means we all have the same equal share and portion in it. As the famous scholar, halachist, and physician Maimonides, the Rambam, in the Laws of Torah Study, Hilchos Talmud Torah, section 1:8 states, "This mitzvah applies to all people of all ages, single or married, learned or unlearned, rabbis and lay people, even to one who is very feeble and old." As we say in our daily prayers, "V'sen chalkeinu besorasecha," grant us our portion in your Torah. This means to say that each of us has our own portion, our own part of the Torah to connect with. In chapter 2, verse 9 of our portion, it says, "And the Lord God caused to sprout from the ground every tree pleasant to see and good to eat, and the tree of life in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." How ironic that last year, almost exactly at this time in late October, sadly, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh was afflicted by the worst expression of evil. On the same day that good people were serving God in their house of prayer, anti-Semitic terrorists came with the expressly sadistic purpose of harming them, many of whom were elders and Holocaust survivors. In the aftermath, however, people from all walks of life, cultures, and religions came to help, heal, and support the community. Our true tree of life, the Torah, is for all of us as equals. As the words of the verse state, "She, the Torah, is the tree of life to all who hold on to it. Its supporters are happy, and all of our paths are peaceful." In this new beginning, Genesis, may we all find our unique new beginning in the Torah of life by giving each other strength, life, support, and peace. A happy and healthy new beginning to all of our people in Pittsburgh, the United States, Israel, and all around the world.